News Talk 1620 WTAW, picking up from the last half hour, more comments from the College Station Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz, visiting with the city's communications director Jay Sokol from a city podcast at cstx.gov about future economic development activities. The number one thing on Natalie Ruiz's list from constituents: is Papa Doe still coming to College Station?
The answer is yes, they are still coming. We recently approved plans for them to relocate the creek that was under the old building that was there. Mm-hmm. Those plans are ready to go for construction for the underground utilities. We are still waiting on a final site plan to come back in from Papa Doe. So the bottom line on that is that they own the property. They're continuing to spend money to develop the site. It's not as quickly as we would like, but they're continuing to move forward very slowly.
And for people who don't know, this family, the Pappas family, has other interests in other markets that may take higher priority.
All over the country. And initially, when they planned to break ground at this location, it was during the time when all the plans were in the works for the Super Bowl in Houston. So our project got bumped because they decided to build another location in time for the Super Bowl in downtown Houston.
Okay.
And it's just getting us back on the list of priorities in competing with other locations in Houston and Dallas and throughout the country.
If there's a number two on the survey from Natalie Ruiz, what's happening at the southeast corner of Highway 6 and Fitch?
I know that the property is under contract for someone to purchase it. It's been the Young family who developed the Pebble Creek subdivision for years.
Yes.
It's under contract. Plans are to close that within about 90 days. They're working through their due diligence now. We've asked them who the big anchor tenant will be, and they haven't told us that yet. They said they can't release that now. But that with someone buying that large of a piece of property, something is going in there. They're not just buying it to hold it. So Target could be a thing, or it could not be a thing.
So we could be a two-Target town, possibly.
Possibly.
It's possible.
It is.
Well, that's kind of exciting, though. Is that I guess that's the only remaining big tract in that area that's undeveloped, right?
Right there at the hard corner, yes. Okay. And it's about 40 acres. So it could be something very major. There's been a lot of interest in that general area for a new grocery store. Mm. We've had some national grocery chains look in that area. So it will be something, just not quite sure what it's going to be.
So the big reveal, you said, is going to be maybe within 90, 100 days, something like that?
We're hoping once they close, they'll feel more comfortable releasing who that will be.
Next, Natalie Ruiz talks about the continuing redevelopment ideas at the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, which at one point was sold to the city of College Station to be a city convention center. Then the city sold it to a private developer who in turn has sold it to yet somebody else. Chimney Hill is the location of the Republic restaurant.
The new owner that has purchased that property is taking a more traditional approach. He is coming back in to rezone the property and redevelop it in a more traditional way. And when I say that, what that means is there's not going to be a parking garage. There probably won't be a hotel. There may or may not be multifamily that's part of that. What's really going to drive that is surface parking. It's going to be more traditional, like the commercial that you see up and down University Drive. In terms of users, what we know is that the Republic will relocate from the building that they're in out front in a brand new building. They may even have a new concept that they incorporate as part of that, a wine bar, appetizers type of a use in conjunction with the Republic.
Okay.
And then there are some pad sites on the front as well, with frontage on University Drive, that could be future restaurants, could have a drive-through, maybe not. And then there's some additional retail and could be multifamily development in the back.
So what kind of market forces have changed to cause these plans to evolve in different ways?
You know, the two main market changes that I see in the last 2 to 3 years has really been in the hotel market and in the multifamily. We've seen a number of new hotels come into town, as well as multifamily. You can't drive up and down University Drive or Welborn Road and not see some new multifamily under construction.
True.
So those markets have radically changed in the last few years that have impacted this site. So the owner feels like it's a better choice to do something a little more traditional instead of going really high density and carrying that expense of a parking garage into something a little more traditional where he could sell off portions of it for the same types of uses.
And again, timeline for seeing some renewed activity there, maybe what?
You know, we've been working on some conceptual layouts. They go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council for a rezoning this summer to modify those original plans. The Republic should move along very quickly after that. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as there's some final purchase agreements on the remaining lots or development agreements, we'll see some more activity there.
For those who are familiar with the Republic's current location, the future one, is it designed to be a larger facility?
It will be a larger facility. They're going to move from where they are. The total square footage is going to be about 9,500 square feet.
What are they about right now?
They're right around, I want to say it's closer to 5,000.
Oh, okay.
So they will have a much larger building, a standalone building that will also have an additional concept as part of it.
Fourth item that you'll hear about, what's going to become of the old Academy store next door, the Gander Mountain store.
Academy still owns that location.
Okay.
They are in the process of leasing it. They visited with several retailers. They are negotiating a lease currently that I'm hoping they'll be able to finalize the specifics of that lease and we can release who that is in the coming months.
Okay. The future of Gander Mountain, because that I've heard all kinds of different things about that.
Well, and we're hearing a lot of the same rumors. Are they in? Are they out? Are they staying? Are they going? Most recently, what I understand is that Camping World, that bought out Gander Mountain, they're renegotiating their leases in the communities where they're staying. They're renegotiating their lease. And that's what's happening at this location. They are looking at reducing their rate and restructuring the overall lease. From what I understand, they're liquidating all of their inventory, will close in August, and then reopen in September as Gander Outdoor, this new combined company between Gander and Camping World.
Kind of a hybrid.
So that's where we are now. I would love to say that it's definitely a thing, but knowing that they're still renegotiating the lease, mm-hmm. Just want to be careful about saying it, they're definitely staying.
Thanks again to Natalie Ruiz, the City of College Station's Economic Development Director, and Jay Sokol, the City's Communications Director, for allowing us access to their podcast, which again is more than 35 minutes long. So you didn't hear, for instance, what's the latest about In-N-Out Burger and Dunkin' Donuts and what's happening around Northgate and elsewhere in College Station. You can go to cstx.gov and listen to the entire podcast for more information. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.